Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Johnny Flynn, Austin Day, Joey Devine, Eric Maynor, Victor Claver, Sean Keane, Roderick Beaubois, Christian Ienga, Patreons Jesse Pitsley, thank you Jesse, Eric Mualo, thank you Eric, Billy Attridge, thank you Billy, musical guest, that old woman from Brian Windhorst and the Hoop Collective podcast, and now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine!
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and we are back with a new episode. Sorry we had to take a couple weeks, we took a week or two off. I have been slammed and depressed. I'm here, as always, with my good friend Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
Hey, Joey, I'm sorry I laughed at you saying you were depressed.
No, I thought it was funny. Going for laughs. I don't know. I got to say, I am super stoked that our musical guest tonight is that old woman from Brian Windhorst in the Hoop Collective.
I know, it's crazy. He's been kind of, first of all, he's absolutely coming into his own with podcasts that are just Windy and a guest. Like, that is huge.
I haven't listened to this episode, but I've had multiple people DM me. This old woman in that, both very specifically saying this old woman on Windhorse today is either awesome or I fucking hate her.
I thought I was listening to that episode earlier today when I was walking a dog, and then it was like a WNBA player, and I was like, oh, man. And then he introduced it so weird that it sounded like he was bringing on a Vanity Fair writer first, and then I was really confused. And then I was like, no, this is clearly a basketball player.
Sean, how have you been? We haven't talked in a while.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I'm okay. I've been dog-sitting this past week. Pretty exciting. I'll tell you, I have watched the last two Warriors games while running on a treadmill in the first half, and that has made them both better. And like, as some of your readers, the listeners might know, I'm not really a runner, Joey.
I'm aware. I'm familiar.
So it has made it like, so I've been like, I run like 3 or 4 miles on the treadmill, like lagging, and then like fast forwarding at the commercials, which has made me almost fall off the treadmill like 3 separate times. But it's made the games like much weirder for sure. Just because, like, I'm like breathing hard. I'm maybe an oxygen debt. And the Warriors have been kind of, sort of like unusually sloppy.
I don't know if it's unusually.
Yeah.
This team is usually sloppy, I would say.
But there have just been so many times I'll like look at the TV and be like, did they just throw the ball away 35 feet from the basket with a basic pass to the sidelines? Or, like, did Frank Kaminsky just do a spin move?
Look, we can talk about this because it's not a Watching Wiggins, which is, of course, our Patreon-only Andrew Wiggins podcast, where we only talk about Andrew Wiggins, and I yell at people when they talk about anyone else. In fact, I had the idea today I might just start bleeping any non-Wiggins player name.
How long we're going to be able to sustain this.
Oh, we're going to go. It's going to get weird. But.
God, people hate being on that show, too. It's great.
That's not true. Some people
it. They love it. They just are very confused. Much like, anyway, I highly recommend watching sloppy ass 2021 NBA on a treadmill, because you'll just be like, what am I? Did I dream that? Did I?
But what I was going to say about the Warriors is if your idea of beautiful basketball is a team that turns the ball over 40% of the time on their post entry passes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the easiest pass in basketball. You should watch the Golden State Warriors.
I've never seen a team where just like an interior pass in the lane is stolen like 60% of the time.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like,
look, I think James Wiseman's going to be fine. I think he's going to be pretty good. I don't think he's an MVP or anything, but what I will say about James Wiseman is I have never seen an NBA player before bobble a ball out of bounds every game that he's calling for, and he does it once or twice a game.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, I will say the passing turnovers have not been his fault, because for the most part, he...
The catching turnovers catches the ball are his fault, though, and he does that. He does also make
is not good. But it's just it is so bizarre to watch this team like just like fundamental things every time.
But yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, wow, did someone fall down? That guy's in the corner shooting a three and there's no one within 10 feet of him. And then it's like, nope. They just kind of ran different places.
I've just literally never seen a professional athlete drop a ball that he's calling for
more
than once, and James Wiseman does it once a game.
He knew it was coming every time.
Yeah, he asked for it. He put his hand up like, hey, give me the ball, like Anthony Randolph used to do. All right.
Anthony Randolph, the patron saint.
That guy caught balls, I'll tell you that much. All right,
by the way, get well soon, Anthony Randolph. I don't know if we've mentioned that on the podcast, but our sweet boy, our sweet lad, he's still only 31 years old.
He would help the Warriors.
Well, not now, but
no, but you know, if he was healthy,
if he hadn't torn his Achilles tendon, that would make him but he would fit in well on the Warriors with a blown out Achilles tendon. Yeah.
All right. What I should say is some business up top. Email us, please, at roundrockpod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at roundrockpod, patreon.com/roundrockpod. And Sean, we have an announcement to make. You know our T Public store, which there's a link in the description of this episode. All our t-shirts are going to be $13. And everything else is up to 35% off this week. So,
wait, how are we allowed to do that, Joey?
Or no, through Friday. So today, get on there. How are we allowed to do that? They just did it, dude.
Oh my god.
We're blessing. We want some of that the money everybody's been making off of GameStop, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. You got to turn those profits. Joey, did you buy any GameStop?
No. too expensive for me by the time I understood what was going on. I did buy AMC. I bought $40 worth of AMC, and then Robinhood would not let me buy more today when it was low. And was trying to make me sell my $40 worth, even though I was down like $10 or whatever. I also bought... Look, I've never bought stocks before in my entire life, but I felt like I was on this story pretty early. So I was like trying to buy AMC. I bought some Nokia. I bought a little bit of BlackBerry. I bought some Dogecoin today.
Oh my God. Named after that dog.
Yeah. The joke dog. Yeah. The joke cryptocurrency. Yes, I bought that today.
Can you buy like dog in a burning room?
Look, I'm expecting to lose money on this. I just want to make it very clear.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of money to lose, but the way I was looking at it is, look, the government gave me $600. I could take 200 of that, and they still gave me a PlayStation 5. I've been saving it for the rest for a PlayStation 5. Also, call us on the phone. We haven't gotten calls in a while, and we love getting calls. Sean, is one of your favorite things about this podcast hearing our listeners' beautiful voices?
Oh, always. I love it.
Yeah, it's the best. Also, 5-star reviews on iTunes because, I don't know, other podcasts say that's good. I don't know. But it's weird. You're only allowed to give us 5 stars. I don't know why. Tim Cook decided that, but he did. So here we are.
I think he was having Thanksgiving with Kevin Durant when they made that rule.
Yeah.
He just liked seeing the Warriors beat up on those historical teams in season 1 of Roundball Rock.
Speaking of reader mail and our readers. Oh, these are our readers. Should we go to some mail?
Yeah, let's do reader mail.
This is Roundball Rock Reader Mail. Communications from listeners. Why do we call it reader mail? It is confusing for robots.
I should mention, you know where we got these questions, Sean?
Did we get them from the Discord?
The Patreon Discord, which is always popping off.
We really got
all our friends in there. We got Dubaroo in there. We got Ethan in there. We got John in there. We've got Matt Burchett. We got so many people. Eusebio. You got R. Safford. You got so
Hans.
Many. If you want friends.
It's international.
Yeah. It's really international, weirdly. But if you want friends, join the Roundball Rock Discord, available through patreon.com/roundrockpod. Double plug for the Patreon. Man, I'm a good businessman now that I own stock.
I mean, I'm in awe.
Our first question, Sean, comes from John L. He asks, multi-part question here. Love a multi-part question. Does Christian Wood need a nickname? If so, can it be the CW? And if you were to drop Christian Wood into the cast of different CW shows, which characters would he play?
So I got to say, according to basketballreference.com, Christian Wood does not have a nickname.
That is upsetting.
Zero nicknames. I mean, he's kind of has not really been on the radar that much.
Well, he did have the nickname the best player not in the NBA for about 4 straight years.
Yeah. He was again a guy that the Philadelphia 76ers, Sam Hinkie defenders, still claim as like a great Sixers find, even though they had him for 17 games.
Mm-hmm.
And then let him go.
I'm going to say first off, no, his nickname cannot be.
No, it's just like, I don't know what it means in the context of a basketball player. You know what I mean?
It's a little too Bill Simmons.
Right. It's shades of PG-13, the nickname that derailed Paul George's career.
Not even that. I just feels like a column he would have written in like 2008, where it's like it would have been like 700 the words in the middle of his like trade. What was that column he used to do where he was like
trade value?
Yeah, the trade value
when
column,
he got really mad like, at Jonah Carey for writing a baseball version of
where he was like, hey. Christian Wood, 56. I just think this guy needs a nickname. How about the CW? Because he gets lots of chicks and there's tons of scoring, just like on One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
My favorite show, One Tree Hill.
Yeah, he would, or he'd like throw it in again when he's like, the first half of the NBA season from quotes from my favorite movie.
Yeah, well, no.
The Brothers McMullen.
It would be like the best moments of Christian Wood season told by quotes from my favorite CW show. What's
now
that?
2-0 revival.
No, I was going to say, what's the one that Jennifer Grey was on and everyone was mad that she had a nose job? What was that CW show?
Wait, I thought they were mad about her nose job on that. It's like, you know, show on NBC.
Hold on. She had a CW sitcom, didn't she? Maybe not. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
She played Jennifer Grey in a TV show. And
it
that was like,
doesn't
whoa.
Matter. But like, yeah, what are some of those CW
Jennifer
sitcoms?
Sneaky hot in Ferris Bueller.
Anyway, I do want to drop him into some CW shows, though, because I think that would be fun.
Did you know Jennifer Grey was in Red Belt, by the way?
I did. Red Belt rocks, dude.
I just didn't say it.
Sean.
Yes.
Which character on which CW show do you think Christian Wood should play?
Boy, there's just so many. They've given us so much.
We should mention ahead of time that Sean and I have had extensive discussions about the show Arrow. Not Arrow, The Flash, excuse me. The Flash.
And I'll say my favorite thing about The Flash, I will say overall, is how incredibly, it's not even like the show is super woke exactly. It's just incredibly inclusive.
Yeah.
Like that's a very diverse cast.
It's like a Fast and the Furious movie in that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But at some point in season one, the tough police captain, who, you know, is the same standard police captain of like, I don't know what you're doing there. I don't know if I approve of these vigilantes. They mention that he's gay. Mm-hmm. And it's like not a big deal, but it's also like, oh, this is kind of an unconventional, you know, he's just working a regular cop job. Mm-hmm. But they lean into it so hard that they just have
his husband appears a lot.
His husband appears a lot for a show where he's what the 12th biggest character? Not even.
Yeah, but maybe less.
But there's a point where there's like a hostage situation at the police station, and they're like, the sergeant, you know, the captain isn't here. He's on his honeymoon. And then they're like yelling back, like, I hope they have a really good time. Yeah, we really care about them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just thrown in all the time. Like, oh no, the captain's wedding. We've got to stop that superhuman, that metahuman. Okay. Okay. Well, I think he would be a really good sidekick for Veronica Mars. Like, I think he could be a Wallace.
Mm. I think
that might be a hair choice, but
here's my problem with him playing Wallace. Veronica Mars already has a tough guy sidekick in what's the motorcycle guy's name?
Weevil.
Yeah, you can't. So that you can't have two Weevils. You know what I mean?
Kid from A Bronx Tale, bizarrely enough, all roided up.
And more importantly, you know who that kid is. He's a kid from something. That
Francis Capra Jr.
Yeah, he's the kid from Kazam, baby.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Neck tattoos. Kid from Kazam has neck tattoos now. Never forget. All right. clearly. There's an answer here, and it's we need to get Christian Wood on Riverdale.
Oh, who do you think he'd be? Like Big Moose?
He's just like a kid from out of town who comes in and just like
does he get hooked on Jingle Jangle?
No, he starts dating Veronica, and Archie's mad at him, and it ends in a fist fight, I think.
And like maybe he's into BDSM or something.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Something.
They have Riverdale it up. I could also see him being what's her name? Rory's boyfriend on Gilmore Girls. Except I don't think there's any black people on Gilmore Girls.
No, of course there isn't any black people on Gilmore Girls. Are you kidding me? There should be, obviously, but that's like, it's Friends, then Gilmore Girls is like the whitest shows of all time.
By the way, the Gilmore Girls, I've been to the Gilmore Girls set on the Warner Brothers lawn. It is gigantic.
Of course it is.
It's so, the Stars Hollow set is significantly bigger than the ER set.
The other last one I want to put him in.
I don't know why I'm saying is, like, they still have it.
I want to put him on a WB superhero show. And I want a backdoor pilot, Booster Gold, starring Christian Wood. And it starts on Batgirl. It's a 4-episode. Booster Gold teams up with Supergirl, then he teams up with Batgirl, then he teams up with The Flash, then he teams up with the Legends of Tomorrow, and then 8 months later, there's Christian Wood as Booster Gold.
Yeah. A standalone Booster Gold. Yeah. And it's he's in a crossover every season, and no one watches the show, so they're always like, wait, how'd they get off that haunted island? Also, I would not be in terms of nicknames. It's gonna end up being something with the word wood in it, though. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It's gonna be like H Wood, because he's in Houston or whatever.
or he'll be like the Tin Woodman. Balsa.
It's gonna be boring. Whatever it is, I do want to give him a CW themed show, and I think his nickname should be Roswell.
Because he came out of nowhere. No one can explain where he came from.
Why
so many teams let him go? It's a conspiracy.
Christian Supernatural Wood. All right.
He's One Tree Hill because he stands tall in this free agent class. And is, you know, he, like One Tree Hill, he's Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I love that our basketball podcast has just basically talked about television shows and stock market investing so far. It's good.
Uh-huh, it's great. It's what we do, dude. There's a Nancy Drew show on the CW? Man, I bet Nancy Drew fucks so much on that show.
I mean, she was always one of the horniest kid detectives.
I mean,
the Hardy Boys were incels.
The blonde Hardy is not an incel. The brunette Hardy is an incel.
I forget
which one's which, but just you look at the drawings. Hold on, Hardy Boys.
What's they got a Hardy Boys show?
I'm sure that they've tried it. And
all right, I'm looking at The Secret of the Old Mill.
Uh huh.
Oh, you're saying the blonde Hardy fucks?
Yes.
Yes, that's Joe.
Blonde Hardy fucks, brunette Hardy does not.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, back to reader mail. We also got a question from our friend Damon Agnos, who Damon asks.
Oh, there is a Hardy Boys show on Hulu, by the way.
Damon asks, back in the early aughts, my friend had a soul-crushing job at Boeing. He spent a lot of time playing hooky, but one of his few joys while actually at the job was when I would call his friend in the adjacent cubicle once a month and play Scorpion's Rock You Like a Hurricane into the phone and hang up. The friend had no idea who was doing this, and it drove him nuts. We continued with this tradition even after the guy moved to a different building. Anyway, what if there were a band called Hurricanes who had a song called Rock You Like a Scorpion, and we could call Frankie Muniz and play it?
Oh my god.
I would worry about, like, that would straight up, you know, the old play or movie or whatever it is called Gaslight? That would, like, we'd straight up be doing that to Frankie Muniz. I think he would literally go crazy.
I mean, it is his enemy is the Scorpion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay. That's rough. But Joey, who's the most famous number in your phone that you could do some kind of prank to like that? Assuming they couldn't see your number, obviously.
Ooh, who is the most famous? Not to get droppy. I at one point had Paul F. Tompkins' phone number in my phone. I don't anymore. But I interviewed him at one point and had to call him on the phone. Huh. David Borey? Is David Borey the most famous person? Who's more famous, David Borey or Josh Gondelman? Because I have both of those in my phone. Just looking at it now.
I think Gondelman is more famous.
Mm-hmm. But he's too nice to play that trick on. Borey would love it.
Oh, that would really be good. I think, Josh is like a little more famous, but people just don't mm-hmm. realize that David is the voice of Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
So that would like, you know what I mean? Like, people are actually more aware of his voice than Josh is. But probably the pep talks put Josh over the top.
Yeah.
Both have been Round Ball Rock. Great Round Ball Rock.
Yeah. Guests, oh, and we'll have them both on later, I'm sure.
Mine is definitely Gallagher, however.
I forgot you had Gallagher's phone
number. I have Gallagher's phone number. So it would be Gallagher. I mean, I would try to – I think what I would play Gallagher is there is an old there's a song called Corazón de Melón,
mm-hmm.
and then the chorus is "Your heart is a watermelon."
Mm-hmm.
I think he would
Is
that.
Jake Wiseman more famous than Josh Gondelman? I also have his phone number from Corporate,
right?
From Comedy Central's Corporate.
He is the star producer and writer mm-hmm. of Corporate.
He would also hate that. I wouldn't want to do that to anybody except Borey would love it. Borey would be really into it.
I have phone numbers of more of. People more famous than Jake Wiseman.
Yeah, of course you do.
I mean, look, I'm a Hollywood insider. Mm-hmm. Look, if you for $150, I will text Todd Barry a message. he's gonna hate it.
All right, our friend Ethan asked. No, I think Todd Barry would like that if you told him what you were doing.
Oh yeah, well that would be okay. Yeah, out of nowhere.
Be like, oh, I'm famous. I'm famous enough where somebody gave you. 150. I don't know. My Todd Barry's terrible. All right, Ethan. Like our friend Ethan asked,
"That's
is
great, Sean."
Our friend Ethan asked, "Is Zach Lowe a generous lover?" No fucking way.
I don't think he would be focused enough.
Yeah, that's
I think
the
it's
thing.
I think it's in his heart.
He wants to be, mm-hmm. but he also just wants to get things over with. You know.
I also think Zach Lowe's got that BDE. You know what I mean? Like, Zach Lowe doesn't need to be a generous lover. Oh, he carries himself with such almost autistic confidence. But you know what? He works too hard. That's the thing.
He's
too complacent.
I think he is almost sexless, but not in an incel way. In like
he's busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he's got a watch.
He only has time to drink one beer.
And he's like falling asleep during the West Coast games.
Yeah. There's no way. All right, should we go to the news? We spent so much time talking not about basketball. All right,
let's go. The news. Here we go.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news for humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, Sean. What's our first story today?
Our first story today, Joey, is Shaq versus Donovan Mitchell, a.k.a. the NBA's dirtiest cop versus one of the NBA's preeminent young Sheldons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the worst. I avoided watching this clip for a long time because I didn't want to side with young Sheldon, with the NBA's second biggest young Sheldon. In Donovan Mitchell, but here we are. I watched it, and why? Like, Shaq, you can say Donovan Mitchell doesn't have it or whatever during halftime and not tell Donovan Mitchell you said that, right? Right, Sean?
Yeah, exactly. Just say it not during his interview. It's just needlessly confrontational for a guy who won the game. Like, didn't he have like 36 points in that game or something like that?
Uh-huh. But it was, he said it during halftime. And I think what Shaq's question was, I think what Shaq was trying to say is like, yeah, I said this to motivate you and you showed me and you got to keep showing me or whatever. But it didn't come off that way because Shaq is bad at television. For a person who is on television so much, he is bad at it. And you know why? Because he's a fucking cop and all cops are bad.
It's true.
At
it's
television. True.
They have him breaking down film, and it is such a bizarre choice for them to do that. Like, they just don't have – they have to give Shaq things to do.
Mm-hmm. Or he's just going to repeat the same thing and then argue with Charles where he just repeats the same thing.
So they have him, like, breaking down game action. Uh-huh. And it's always just about, like,
oh, we got to be more assertive there. You got to be a big man. You got to be a dominant. You got to be dominant in there. You want to take that money. And it's just it's so worthless.
Switch Shaq and Chris Webber on their broadcasts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just put Marv and Shaq together.
Yeah, that's funny.
Make it super crazy.
And let Shaq talk about whatever he wants in the game. Like, who cares? Yeah. Try and make him the new Walton.
I mean, think about how good he is at, like, reacting to the dunk contest and stuff like that.
Anyway, Shaq doesn't need to be on TV at all. He's already so rich. Like... Retire, Shaq. Like,
well, he has to at least stay active to the end of his printer cartridge endorsement deal.
Well, you know he's a cop again, right? You saw that story.
I saw that. Yeah,
Shaq is a cop again. He's like a different cop now.
He's a worse.
He was
cop
a cop before, that. But now he's a cop again.
like, is that that's the weirdest? Like, pretending to be a cop is, like, when you're an NBA superstar, a rapper, and a movie star, mm-hmm. like, that is the shittiest ambition I've ever heard in my yeah. life. At least Tiger Woods bizarrely wanted to be a Navy SEAL, mm-hmm. which is very cop adjacent, but at least is, like, objectively a pretty badass thing to do. You are doing a lot of, like, extra legal murders, but, I can see how that's, like, something you would want to aspire to. Cop is, like, the worst job and, like, the laziest job. I mean, look, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote about detectives.
Uh-huh.
That's classy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't care about classy or not. Here's what I think Shaq is doing.
Okay.
All right. So, Shaq, everyone always says kind of a kid at heart, right? Uh-huh. Like, every time you hear a story about Shaq, it's, like, about him getting along really well with children, right? Yes. Where he's, like, playing video games with, like, a child in their bedroom or, like, whatever. Right. I think Shaq had a goal to do every, like, what I want to be when I grow up job that a kid says, and uh-huh. he's just stuck on cop. Because he's been a movie star. Uh-huh. Professional athlete, rapper, cop, right? He's still got to be marine biologist, astronaut, veterinarian to get whatever the EGOT of child jobs is. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
I just don't know why. Cowboy? That's the other one. Like, come on, Shaq, you're halfway there. Get out a cop. Become an astronaut. Go to space. Become a fake veterinarian. Oh, he's uh-huh. a doctor, too. He's a fake doctor.
Well, I mean, he has a PhD, but yes.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? That counts. Yeah. He's trying to do every kid job,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
he's stuck at cop.
Yeah, and he's going to have to make a hard turn when he has to become a pirate at, like, age 58.
Yeah, so what's he got to do, right? It's astronaut. What are the other famous kid jobs? Veterinarian.
Yeah, veterinarian.
When I was a kid, marine biologist.
I'm trying to think of,
like, I'm saying the fake PhD counts as doctor. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, he's been a doctor.
I'm thinking of, like, children's toys and, like, maybe, like, and not, I don't really think race car driver. That's, like, regional, I think. Yeah. And also, Shaq is 7 feet tall. I don't think there was ever a time he thought he was going to be, like...
But you know what? I'm going to say I guarantee Shaq has driven as fast as a race car driver. In fact, I bet he's been in a race car doing that show he stole from Steve Nash. So I'm going to say Shaq. That counts, too.
Shaq is a community officer in Henry County in Georgia.
Cool.
He's supposed to be a liaison between the police department and the community. Basically in Atlanta.
I'm going to send you this picture.
Okay.
I just found of Shaq as a cop that is very upsetting to me.
I mean, Shaq went on like an actual botched raid because a suspected child molester's house that was the wrong house. Oh no. That's scary looking.
Yeah.
I don't want Shaq to be wearing like the real equipment.
Well, he is. He also looks very sad.
Like he looks like he saw something terrible. Yeah.
It's like what happens to you when you're going into internal affairs is on to him, I guess. All right, we got to move on anyway.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what else?
I want to read this. I do want to read this. These two other quotes. Our friend Kevin Durant. Someone asked him
is
on the
he
internet because
friend?
He responds to every. What's up?
Is he our friend?
I mean, he's. Okay, gave us some good times. He's he's a recurring character on this podcast, sure. I would say. So he's a recurring character on the podcast, and someone asked him, why are young players so sensitive when OG legends give them constructive criticism? And KD's response was, them old heads need to go enjoy retirement. These boys have coaches they work with every day.
Yeah, okay.
I kind of like that one. I just like that his response was retire, bitch. And then Charles Barkley on Shaq's feud with another member of the Utah Jazz. Like, it just kills me that there's one person who actually is actively persecuting the Utah Jazz. Uh-huh. So it's like all their crazy small market homerism and paranoia. There's one man validating all of it.
Except,
his name is Shaq.
You know. I bet Shaq got so many fucking screen assists back in the day.
Oh my god, he was a king. Well, so Charles Barkley, talking about Shaq's feud with Rudy Gobert, said, we don't call him Shaquille O'Neal, we call him Petty White around here. Just for the record, Shaq, you couldn't play in today's game. They shoot threes, you wouldn't even be in the game today. Rudy Gobert would dominate you. Leave it alone, Petty White.
It's pretty good. Pretty good from
Barkley. I mean, I don't really agree with that, but that's... It's
no, Shaq fun. Would be awesome in any day. Shaq was impossible. Anyway, Sean, what's our next story?
Get well, Caris LeVert.
Yeah, that's a weird story. And I'm glad he got traded.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have seen the cancerous growth on his kidney if he had not been traded.
Yeah.
So it's an upside to some of the player movement, you know what I mean? In the swipe right era, as people call it.
People?
One person.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'll swipe right on. I'll swipe. The only thing I'm swiping right on is Spotify.
All right.
And also Alibaba.
Yeah, Caris LeVert, I guess he's going to be fine. There's no real telling when he's going to come back. I wouldn't come back this year.
He's cancer-free, so that's tight.
I know, he had recent surgery, yeah. The whole league has COVID, take it easy. Like, everyone should want him to take it easy. However, he was a perfect replacement for Jeremy Lamb. Okay, I want to talk about this, though, Joey. It's not official. But given what the standings look like right now and what the state of the franchise looks like and what Russell Westbrook's legs look like, I think Bradley Beal is soon to be on the trading block for the 3-11 Washington Wizards.
Sure.
Joey, who should try to trade for Bradley Beal? Probably the best player who might get traded.
There's an easy answer for me, and it's the Denver Nuggets.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Look, I know they're all high on Michael Porter Jr., but like Bradley Beal, Jokic, and Jamal Murray, that's a threesome you can win an NBA championship with.
And I
you don't play a lot of defense, but
MPJ would have a lot to say.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of conspiracies that Michael Porter Jr. thinks Denny is directly involved with, actually. but no, I think, yeah, they trade some picks, trade Michael Porter Jr. Like that, that is curious. I mean, yeah, he can't be any worse, but no, it's, you have to make the money work. That's the way to do it. Go try to win, Denver.
Yeah. Who do you think should try and get him?
I mean, I think the Warriors should probably make a move to try to get him.
Well, okay. Sure. Who are you trading? What are you trading for Bradley Beal?
As well, I mean, you get that Timberwolves pick next year, and you have to trade James Wiseman. And then you either... I think you try to trade him Kelly Oubre.
If I wanted to say, right, we should say this right now. Yeah. If Andrew Wiggins is traded this season, watching Wiggins is immediately canceled. We're not moving with him.
Yeah, we can't like we're watching all the Wizards games at 4 o'clock as he's just wandering around. Wiggins and Westbrook together. Oh my god.
But also, I don't we'll talk about that later. I don't know. Yeah, I would.
Just because, I mean, it's only just because I think it's been pretty well proven in the NBA. Like, people know how to bottom out and collect a bunch of picks. So,
I mean, for me, I would trade Wiggins, sure, for him. But I'd rather trade Oubre, obviously. But...
Well, with Wiggins, I think you have to give up more, paradoxically.
But what I mean...
They've had Kelly Oubre.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he hates them, but I don't think he hates them.
Well, all the guys are gone anyway. What I was going to say, though, is I don't know if I'd want to trade that Wolves pick.
I mean, I understand that that Wolves pick is very valuable, and it could kind of come back to haunt them, but I just watching Steph and Draymond this year, it's like I just think the team as presently constituted is
well, I mean, they're not going to.
They could be that they could be in fifth or sixth place.
Yeah,
but like they're not. They're looking at winning like maybe one round in the playoffs, and even then, it's like, do you think they'd beat the Clippers or Lakers in a series? Like, no way. I don't think they'd beat the Nuggets. I don't think they'd beat the Jazz. Respect to the Jazz.
We should say, for our Jazz fan listeners, we didn't mention this. The Jazz are fucking awesome this year. I actually really like watching them.
They're on a 10-game win streak right now.
They shoot so many threes. It's insane. It's insane that this is a Jazz team.
I mean, it's like, right. Well, I mean, even, although, I think probably over the years, they probably do shoot a lot. Like, when you look at it in raw numbers, those, like, late 90s finals teams probably shot an unusual number of threes at the time, just because of Stockton and Hornacek. But, yeah, this year, they are currently fifth in offense, third in defense, huge net rating, kicking ass. They're second in the league in three-point percentage, number one in three-pointers. They've made more threes than any team in the league. It rules. Top in rebounds. And they also kind of foul the shit out of people, and that's cool, too.
And my man Boyan. It's all about my man Boyan, baby.
I'm so glad he's better. It would have been so much better if he was playing in the bubble. And also, not like friend of the podcast, but a guy that we have unusually believed in, I feel like.
Since
Jordan
Clarkson
is like on fire.
I was going to say, I thought you were talking about Boyan. I've believed in Boyan Bogdanovic since he was on the Nets, by the way. I've been in on Boyan so far and so long. I'm so happy. I love him.
I saw him. He was like the highlight of this. I saw a Clippers Nets game his first year in basketball. And I mean, not in basketball, but you know what I mean? Like
yeah, yeah,
in America
yeah, yeah.
when he was 25 years old. And the highlights for the Nets were Mason Plumlee getting like four dunks and getting dunked on like 15 times. Mm-hmm. And then Bojan. That was it.
But the reason I brought up, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure the Warriors organization and Steph Curry and Draymond Green are okay with not really competing for a title this year.
Oh, and that they're going to wait and...
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I just think it's the best thing they can really get for the pick. You think they're just going to try to use the pick?
Yeah, because the pick is... Okay, so Wiseman is fine, but I think it's pretty clear Wiseman's not like your franchise changing guy.
Or like a positive on the basketball court at all this
right.
year.
Right. But you know, even if Wiseman grows into his ceiling, it's like his ceiling is like Gobert with offense, right? And that's not really a guy who's like the best player on a championship team.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Wolves pick, if it goes to them this year, is like that's like Steph and Draymond and Klay's chance at like extending this Spurs style with Kawhi.
Yeah,
Kawhi
style.
You know what I mean?
I don't disagree. I just think Bradley Beal is 27. That's a great way to extend it. You know what I mean? Like Steph's 32 now. Draymond is already slipping significantly.
Right.
So it's kind of like, I mean, that is actually one of the bigger problems on the team is that Draymond is not really that good right now.
He has his ups and downs. I really think, look, no one's saying this, but I really think he's had a hard time with conditioning after getting COVID.
It's possible. Like he has the second worst offensive rating on the team.
Yeah.
Shooting 36% this year.
Right. Anyway, speaking of Draymond, Sean.
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing that's happened to Draymond this week?
He got ejected for yelling at James Wiseman.
Oh, weird. I didn't know you could get ejected from an NBA game for child abuse.
Yeah, a lot of guys would be out of the league at this point. That's why Adrian Peterson never played in the NBA. Actually. The ref thought Draymond, I mean, Draymond yells pretty loud, so I get it. But it was pretty obvious even in the moment that he was not yelling at a ref.
We should also talk about Draymond's behavior against the Wolves the other night. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Where he let Anthony Edwards go by for a layup and he missed it, and then Draymond yelled really loud, "Yes, sir!" And then Anthony Edwards rebounded the ball and laid it in and yelled, "Yes, sir!" right back at Draymond. And then Draymond yelled, "Yes, sir!" back at him, and then Anthony Edwards yelled, "Yes, sir!" back at Draymond.
Really incredible.
Anthony Edwards fucking rocks. Like, look, do I worry about whether he's maybe a good basketball player or not? Yes. Am I excited to have him in my life for the next 7 to 10 years? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He's like, at least off the court, he's definitely like the most entertaining rookie for sure.
It feels have Dion Waiters back in my life, but like a different version of Dion Waiters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, does not even necessarily seem to like basketball, but he guns an insane amount. He's on a crazy team that doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. I love him. It's great.
Yeah, he dunks really hard. Look, he's cool. He's going to be cool no matter what. I'm just happy what a time to be alive.
Look, it's great to look at the draft and find the well-rounded thing. You know, I like a guy who just gets buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple.
Sean, is there one other news story you want to do before we get to Slammed Up?
I think I want to talk about Enes Kanter becoming an American citizen.
Okay, can we also talk about his PETA pictures as
well?
Oh,
please, yes.
All right. You walk us through Enes Kanter, American citizen.
Okay, so Enes Kanter, a backup center for the Portland Trailblazers, a.k.a. the NBA's thirstiest poster, he announced that he is becoming an American citizen in June.
He's certainly the only NBA player I would describe as being possibly an op.
Right? Like a lot of... He's friends with the Clintons somehow.
He's friends with Tulsi Gabbard.
He's a big Tulsi Gabbard supporter. He's wanted by Erdogan, which... That part of Enes Kanter is cool.
Cool, yes.
But
obviously.
That, except, like, it's still obnoxious. Like, it's still obnoxious. Anyway, he announced he's becoming an American citizen in June, and I think the reason he waited was that the previous president would have kidnapped him and sold him to Erdogan. So, I mean, I respect the timing.
Yeah.
Also, I'm anti him being kidnapped and sold to Erdogan.
Of course. We're anti-Erdogan, obviously, but we're also anti-Enes Kanter being a CIA operative.
Yeah, that's true.
And possibly having gone to Epstein.
He's gonna encourage a coup.
He's gonna get photographed with Ghislaine Maxwell at some point. He also did a photo shoot with PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, which we should
not
say,
at all annoying.
What I was gonna say is, which just like Enes Kanter, I appreciate the message, but find the delivery incredibly annoying. But the photos are insane. He's wearing a suit made out of lettuce and holding a cabbage like a basketball. One like directly in your face, and it says, "Turn over a new leaf in 2021, go vegan." The other one, he is doing like if the Wiggles did a hook shot.
Yeah.
And it says, "Give vegan a shot."
Ugh.
And then the next one, he has his foot on a green basketball and is holding the cabbage like a basketball again, but to his forehead. And it says, "Think vegan."
Yeah. It's like, Enes Kanter is absolutely someone that if you ate with him, he would bring up to the waiter like within seconds that he was vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And he would tell you about the benefits of being vegan. I would not be surprised if he was not a vegan by the end of the basketball season, Joey. I just wouldn't be that shocked. You know what I mean?
All right, Sean, should we do some slammed up? Not, I mean, should we hear from our friends Brett and Randy?
Absolutely.
All right, for those of you that don't know, Sean and I, we never claim to know anything about basketball because we are idiots who don't know anything about basketball. Luckily, we know two guys who know a whole lot about basketball. They haven't been on in their first appearance this season. Let's hear from America's only analytics podcast within a podcast, Slammed Up with Brett Slamson and Randy Ledoux.
This is Slammed Up with Brett Slamson and Randy Ledoux. Analytics, friendship, efficiency, and promo codes. These guys are fucking dorks.
On a volatile day for the NBA and also America, it's the Slammed Up podcast, the only analytics podcast embedded in a larger, less serious, and more inessential podcast.
And frankly, offensive.
Slightly offensive. You know, but this is for big dogs. This is where the big dogs run. You know, parental guidance is suggested.
If you can't run with the big dogs, stay off the porch. Arf, arf.
Yeah, I actually have a restraining order against several big dogs in my neighborhood and the neighborhood of my rental property.
I'm actually scared of big dogs.
Mm-hmm. That is true. So that tiny voice you're listening to is Randy Ledoux, who's with me often. I am your host. Brett Slamson. Welcome to the Slammed Up Podcast. Randy Ledoux, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Brad?
You know, I'm a little angry with the market forces. The American economy, the free market
I thought you were going to talk.
Hey, it's being hijacked by infidel investors. I'm sorry, Randy. I was a little curt with you there.
I thought you were going to talk about all the 1% of the NBA hoarding all the trade assets.
Oh yeah, well that's just how markets work, Randy. You got the picks, you've got the power. That's what they say. They say first you get the picks, and then you get the power, and then you get consensual sexual partners. I believe is the quote from a movie.
Sam Hinkie said that.
He did. Randy, what have you been up to? What is your current job right now?
Oh, I've just been taking a break.
You've been taking a break.
Yeah. I didn't get the cabinet position I wanted.
Oh, what were you angling for?
Secretary of Labor.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Well, that's, I would just say you're too tiny. You can't, you're not visible on a podium because of your very small size.
I'm not that much smaller than Fauci.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's, well, Robert Reich, not a tall man. That could work.
I've just been, you know, taking a break, working on some spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm. Have you updated the spreadsheets yet?
No, I've been my personal spreadsheets.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. I log every second of every day because the way I see time, I see it moving both backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm. I understand
all of time at the exact same time. So for you, time is linear. Mm-hmm. But for me, since the accident where I was trying to shrink my own salary cap number, mm-hmm. And I accidentally shrank myself,
possibly immortal.
Definitely immortal.
But you can be hurt by like a large animal or a fall.
I mean, it would be upsetting if like I got swallowed.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, I think I'd be okay. I just don't want to be in an animal's digestive tract for
listeners. Randy is very tiny. He's a very small person. Also has a background in politics, and you're a lawyer.
Yeah.
You're also a chemist.
Basketball, chemistry.
Mm-hmm. And you've formerly worked for Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm.
You worked for Amy Klobuchar.
Mm-hmm.
You worked for Cory Booker briefly.
Mm-hmm. Briefly.
Did you work for Sleepy Joe? I can't remember.
I did work for Sleepy Joe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did not work for Mayor Pete.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, maybe there's a...
He and I do not get along. We had a fight over how to fix bread prices.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I heard Chasen swatted you like a housefly.
Anyway, I'm working on a book.
Oh, great. Well, you know what? We'll talk about that at some other time, I think.
Okay, sure.
So we should catch up on some NBA news, but first we should talk about one of our first sponsors. I've got to say, you know what? I'll talk about this. I have a little personal story this week that's kind of infuriating me. But first, we got to talk about our new sponsor. Now, our next sponsor has been a lifesaver recently. It is called Rodney Hood, the brokerage site from Portland Trailblazers. Reserve swingman Rodney Hood. Now, the thing about Rodney Hood is it's not beholden to one of those fat cat hedge funds that will stop your trades just because there's unusual trading volume or market volatility or because your common law wife's credit card got declined. Rodney Hood only stops trades because the site breaks down. You're going to have as many licks at the popsicle as you need in this market. You know what I mean? All right. So RodneyHood.com features a perfectly reasonable mid-level transaction fee, which fits nicely into every investor's market cap. In fact, you could say Rodney Hood is designed to facilitate trades. And their mobile app is very reliable just as long as you're within 10 to 15 feet of your router. It's just unavailable because of maintenance for 3 to 9 months a year, because the skeleton of this site is very flimsy. They've got a blown code, a strained server capacity, and their IT guy tore his Achilles last week. So get well soon, Samesh. Best of all, Rodney Hood is not dependent on any wealthy companies except for Microsoft. But don't take my word for it. Just look how overly, embarrassingly into Rodney Hood all its users in Portland, Oregon are. You can get a free stock for joining Rodney Hood today with promo code CJ McCollum is untouchable in any trade. It's easy to remember.
We do not talk about that all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
we
guess
talk about the opposite of that.
He is untouchable in any trade in the sense of the Indian caste system, where you're not allowed to look directly at CJ McCollum's contract or touch him with your hands, or you must immediately wash and ignore him. His salary puts him on the lowest class of society.
That we do talk about.
Yeah. Rodney Hood, it's trade bait. All right, so I guess we should talk about some of the big trades.
The big trade!
So the big trades recently, of course, we're talking about GameStop. And there are some real ridiculous people out there who think it's funny and it's a meme or it's a joke or something to, take out hardworking investors who are just trying to short a disgustingly overvalued company and wanting to just see, they're ignoring analytics. They're going passionately, as we say on the podcast all the time, emotion is death. Human lives are just the sum of, your atomic weight and statistics on a spreadsheet.
Mine is very small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yours is very small, Randy. And that's not the value of you. That's just, the atoms in your body. And in fact, yours are probably very valuable if science ever analyzes what exactly is going on in your magical
blood. Well, they've been trying to catch me and they haven't done it yet.
It's tough. It's tough. It helps that, you are living in the rental property in the dollhouse, and that place is off the books and off the grid.
Mm-hmm. They did briefly catch me one time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, do you remember that scene from E.T.?
Where E.T.'s
dying with the little boy? Mm-hmm. It was kind of like that.
Who was the little boy in that scene?
My friend, Andy? Robbie.
Robbie?
He was this little boy I knew.
Oh, is he that kid that tried to sell me? He tried to sell me magazines, I believe, mm-hmm. to get Weeples one time. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Yeah, that's Robbie.
He's the one I shot the fire hose at.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that I'm allowed to have a fire hose in the home, but again, off the books, off the grid. Okay, so that's the big trades that have been going on.
No, but James Harden got traded. We haven't talked about it.
Right, I guess that also matters. Let me just tell you right now, I am short and I will be remaining short on AMC because I don't believe in watching fictional movies, aka lies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shorting GameStop because one time Babbage's in the 80s sold me a defective copy of the Porky's game for the Atari 2600. Thought it would be an erotic experience. It was just a bunch of pixels. It didn't work, and they refused to take it back. I've held the grudge ever since. So, yeah, let's talk about what are the specifics of this James Harden trade.
Okay, Randy. So the Nets got James Harden from the Rockets.
I mean, that's a crazy move. How old is Harden right now?
He's 31. Yeah, he's 31. Sorry. So dead. He's dead. He's a corpse.
Basically dead. They mortgaged their future for a corpse.
He's in his post.
Many of these Reddit users trying to buy GameStop.
He's in his
corpse of a business. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's in his post prime.
Mm-hmm. No. Boy, that's tough. I don't like the body composition. I don't like the trade, but let's talk about the details.
Okay, they also got a 2024 second round pick from the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, that's, that could really be worth
that
something.
That could be good.
That's my favorite asset in this entire trade, I think. That's that draft limit goes down. We could have one of the best 15-year-olds in all of Poland could mm-hmm. be going to that team. So that's great.
So then the Nets traded Jared Allen and Torian.
Hold on just a second, Randy. Do you understand how ridiculous it is that Nokia stock is going up right now? That doesn't make any sense. What is happening with this world right now?
I mean, for me, Nokia goes up and down every single day.
That's, I guess that's...
I'm looking at its stock in 19... 1998 right now, and it's sky high.
I just don't understand this. I'll give my positions out right now because I've given them to the Patreon subscribers, obviously on my subreddit, personal subreddit, Slammed in the Face, and of course I also talked about it on InfoWars just last week. But I'm shorting Express for Men, Serge Shota. I am long on HYP, that is the Hypercolor company. I'm shorting Genko, and I'm also long on the movie Waterworld. I really think that it could pick up some momentum streaming. And I just that's for disclosure. Again, I'm not a financial analyst. I am a financial producer, and this is advice. And I'm going to say, SEC, come and get me if you don't like it. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Randy. Give me more particulars on the trade.
You've been shut down by the SEC before.
It's not
a big deal.
You change your name, you incorporate in a different Caribbean island, you wash your money through a different Cayman Islands broker. It's not a big deal. Go ahead, give me more of the specifics of the Harden trade.
Okay, so the Rockets got Victor Oladipo, Rodions Kurucs, Dante Exum.
Rodions Kurucs is a friend.
Four unprotected first-round picks.
Oh, God.
Brooklyn in 2022, 2024, and 2026.
Let's get slower, Randy.
They also got a Milwaukee 2022.
Wait. Read the names of those unprotected picks slower.
Brooklyn 2022, 2024, and 2026.
Oh, yes.
Milwaukee in 2022.
Buck.
And then they also got four unprotected first-round pick swaps from the Nets in 2021, 2023. This is upsetting.
Put the pick in my mouth.
2025, 2027.
I look mad. I look scared. The Pacers
received Caris LeVert and a 2023 second-round pick from Houston.
Yes.
And the Cavaliers got Jared Allen and Taurean Prince.
That was an experience, Randy.
Like you're faking it.
Randy, I am. I could only get semi hard during that. I'm just so stressed out. And, you realize what my short position in the Rainforest Cafe could bankrupt Slams and Corp soon. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I may have been too aggressive in my shorting of Snapple. That's possible. I also shorted LA Gear. That has blown up in my face right now, and it's because of these.
I'm long on British Knights.
You're long on British Knights. That's an interesting position.
I'm long on everything they used to give away on for prizes on Double Dare.
That's just a good show. Mark Summers, also a friend, doesn't go to the parties, though. It's a little messy for him. You know what? We'll take a break right now and talk about one of my favorite new products. Now, Randy, you know it's hard to work out in a pandemic, right?
Sure.
Well, gyms are closed by our tyrannical governments, and the Puritans at LA Fitness will suspend you for something so simple as post-workout manscaping. That's why I have always preferred a home workout, and there's no better home workout than our new sponsor, Langston Galloway's Dang Ton of Gallows Weights. Here's how it works. Langston Galloway has reimagined the classic gallows that we know and love from history as a fitness device. Now, using the classical structure of noose, counterweight, and trapdoor, they've developed a system of exercises that gives you a total body workout. Simply adjust the plates attached to your hangman's rope and get a variety of exercises for your lats, neck, upper arms, back, and back of the neck. With the trapdoor, there's easy quad work, toe raises, and squats. Plus, the noose gets your heart rate going and demands that you keep perfect form or else. Randy, you'll like this. It also comes with a syringe for harvesting your body's natural adrenochrome from the fear reaction. Now, you may have seen a version of this apparatus outside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The lamestream media might tell you it was a threat, but it's clear to me that those freedom fighters just wanted to work on their cores, just as they tried to root out the core of our corrupt federal government. So I want you to make a joke about that, Randy. And the reason it was so easy is that Langston Galloway's dang ton of gallows weights is portable. When you've moved around as much as Galloway, you need your fitness equipment to be portable. And you can get a variety of sizes from men's to women's to juvenile delinquent size. And finally, the Pack of Horse Thieves model for group exercising. And you can get your special workout stockade and a sweat-wicking hangman's hood if you act now and use promo code Chandler Parsons should be hung until he is dead, dead, dead. It's easy to remember. We talk about it all.
It's named after a poem I wrote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that got you that MacArthur Genius Grant, I believe. Langston Galloway's dang ton of gallows weights. Hang in there for fitness. So thank you, Langston Galloway. Let's go back to this hardened trade. Now, would you ever trade this many picks for anything?
Anything?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, nothing at all. You could offer me anything. You could offer me to get out of my short positions. I still wouldn't give up those picks.
What about a genie in a bottle?
Like a Christina Aguilera wearing that outfit? No. You could get a lookalike for only a couple hundred dollars.
How many picks is a couple hundred dollars? None, right? How much is a pick worth monetarily?
I would say
on the black market, on the dark web.
On the black market, it goes about the same as a matching pair of kidneys, I believe. If my time on 8chan has taught me nothing else. It's taught me a lot. It's taught me a lot, Randy.
Has it?
Never trade that pick for a man on the brink of death, though.
No, of course not.
Even if you harvested every organ in his body and sold them to, a rich child of royalty with a debilitating disease from inbreeding.
Mm-hmm.
That still wouldn't make it worth their while. I would not trade
an unprotected 2024 pick. Company.
Hmm? I mean, you look at that 2026 draft class. You know, Randy, as you know, I'm scouting these teenagers every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the internet. Mixtapes, binoculars, telescopes. I've got a ghillie suit that I use to observe these middle school practices. This is going to be an exciting draft, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not trade that pick for possibly if the devil himself offered me a fiddle duel. I would do that, but I would never trade it for a man that's out of shape as James Harden.
Oh, I did that
those
one time.
Kind of efficiency numbers. Did you win the fiddle duel?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was easy.
Oh, I didn't know you were that musical.
I played
Randy.
Fur Elise.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It probably was more of a kind of hillbilly hoedown type performance from the devil, I'm assuming.
That's what we got to throw him off.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good. You zigged when they zagged. Mm-hmm. I have one big question about this trade from the perspective of the failing Houston Rockets, Randy.
Yeah.
Why would you trade for Victor Oladipo when Trevion Graham is still available as a free agent?
I've been thinking about this for 3 weeks. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I might have traded that second round pick that went to the Cavs to get Trevion Graham.
I would never ever trade a second round pick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I need as many bites at the powder dry as possible.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, you got it.
Everyone knows I love dry powder in my mouth.
I always keep a musket loaded, mm-hmm. both metaphorically and actually in the trunk of my Cutlass Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
So, Oh, and one more question about the Caris LeVert trait that was modified, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
They found out that he had a cancerous growth on his kidney, and in exchange, the Rockets had to give the Pacers an extra second-round pick and cash. Randy, is it worth giving one of your employees cancer for an extra second round pick and cash?
No, but it's close.
It's close. Yeah, cancer seems a little bit extreme, but definitely I would give an employee COVID
HPV.
For just the cash. HPV, I would do that for a second round pick swap in 2028.
I mean, you do that for free. Give people HPV.
Hey, they can't prove anything. Look, the SEC and the CEDC are both some of the three-lettered institutions that are terrorizing me at the moment. The other two are the FCC. Yes, we've had
FAA.
Our battles. The FAA, that comes with the territory when you're a drone racer, as far as I know, and a hot air balloon enthusiast. Mm-hmm. I've had some trouble with my own CFO and my CTO.
CEC?
Uh-huh, the CEC.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese, yeah. I've been bad, you know, the way I play Fruit Ninja wins too many tickets. They say it's a hack. I think it's just smart, Chuck E. Cheesery is what I say. But the three letter institutions that have been bothering me so far are RED and DIT. I believe they should be banned, and the user should be shot into the sun.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
They're just like ants crawling into your picnic.
But their cap numbers are so low.
What's that?
Their cap numbers are so low.
I mean, some of them, but and we don't like volume trading. We like trading at the deadline, and nothing else.
I don't think you're talking about basketball.
What? I'm absolutely talking about basketball. It's the greatest sport there is. It's not rigged the way a lot of things are in this society. Look, let me just tell you something. I love hedges. I love hedging on a screen. I love hedging in a fund. I love hedges that I hide in to film seventh graders playing basketball for my private blog. It's for scouting. It's actually called Draft Repress, because everybody's trying to repress these videos of shirts and skins games, even though it's the only way to tell what the body composition of these young men, and they make them projectable so we can do our mock 2031 drafts that you and I both love and our mm-hmm. readers love completely. So that's why I want to say they're helping America. They're saving America. Hedges grow. That's what hedge funds are about. They're about growth. And right now, these people are like Poison Ivy in the film Batman and Robin. And they are trying to poison the growth of America and make the world dead. Let's do an ad read. This one's pretty good. This is a new product for us. Thank you to all our sponsors, of course. Now, Randy, the COVID-19 pandemic. What did I say? I don't know. Randy, I call it the Chinese virus. It's really impacted society as well as the college experience, especially the social experience. Kids deserve to be kids, but this social isolation has really impacted the social and erotic lives of our young generation. That's why we've started an online fraternity called Slamda, Slamda, Slamda. Now, Slamda, Slamda, Slamda is for college students who can't join a fraternity, either because of a national health emergency or being shut out of the rich kid frats, or because your Slenderman-like body makes you drop out of Pledge Week because of beer bong-induced hospitalization for asthma. Now, it's easy to pledge. You just need a student ID, a transcript showing a 2.0 GPA, your social security number, and your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, and a mid-four figures admission fee in Slamson Corp. Now, technically, you'll be a paid intern of Slamson Corp, which is good for college credit in Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, and American Samoa. Now, what do you get? You get virtual hangouts, you get virtual beer bongs, you get investment advice, and you get an intense semester-long course in pickup artistry led by yours truly, Brett Slamson. We go beyond the usual tips from pickup artists like legging. We go all the way to begging, a shockingly effective tool for pity-based erotic encounters. It helps you build confidence, and for a small additional fee, a webinar on fabricating a false online identity, complete with Photoshopped adventure photos, a computer-generated list of musical and cinematic interests. As you know, Randy, I think movies and music are a dangerous delusion, as all I do is watch true crime documentaries while listening to podcasts at 2.5 times their normal speed. Best of all, Slamda Slamda Slamba features Rammed Up, a two-week course on Kegel exercises, nootropics, and diet that will give you the firmest directions of your young life. Also, we have a weekly Zoom chat and a book club. Now, pledges are still open for the spring semester, and you'll want to get in before the online Panhellenic Olympics, where we compete with other richer and snobbier frats for the title of best frat on the internet. Let me tell you, we've got this new recruit. His name is Gay Lamar, and he is incredible at Minecraft because of his limp-wristed mouse technique. Now, you can get a 2-day trial absolutely free with promo code Double Secret Probation. It's easy to remember. I've been put on it many times and talked about it on the podcast, except it was publicly known, Double Probation. Slamda, slamda, slamda. Geeks, Greeks, and the firmest directions of your young life. Thank you, Slamda, slamda, slamda.
I didn't know we were putting our name on that. I thought going to be something else.
We absolutely do. You are actually the vice president of this fraternity.
I would rather not be.
Well, you are, and it's incorporated, and we filed. It's in the event of my death letter that I've sent to multiple district attorneys. You are named as the successor and the legal guardian of the online fraternity. So we've talked a lot about traits. I need to say something personal on this podcast. We've been pretty objective so far. I wanted to say that I'm retiring from Parler.
Excuse me? Did it get deleted from the internet?
Well, you know, I've been on Parmer. I was a Parler Plus subscriber, and they're incorporated actually in Tanzania, and you know, the FCC can't get there. Basically, it's being hosted on a pickup truck with a generator that's just driven around a random location, so it's very hard to shut down. But I am withdrawing. The last straw, I would say, is that all the angry DMs from people who claimed I was at the freedom rally at the Capitol. I wasn't there because if, as you could have seen on my 8chan posts, my subreddit, and you know, my weekly telegrams that I send out to you know, our top tier Patreons, I was actually ready to storm the NBA offices in Secaucus, New Jersey, in protest of the salary cap staying up artificially this year. Randy, we are both furious.
I was there. Yeah,
you were. You know, I actually didn't see you. I should have brought a magnifying glass or something, but it was just the two of us and Sam Hinkie.
I went into the air vent.
Did you?
You know
did
where
you,
I was the whole time? I was living in Steve Javy's bunker.
Oh wow! How,
I was there
how,
for five
how is
days. The sandwiches are terrible.
Mm-hmm. Does he leave? Is he allowed to leave that
no.
place?
Mm-hmm. There's armed guards outside 24/7.
How's he looking? How's he holding
Not
up?
Not great.
There? It doesn't seem great.
Very pale.
How do you feel about his calls?
I brought him some hair gel. I've talked to him before.
You know, I think you should be deliberating longer. That's what I have to say. They're rushing into those replay reviews. They gotta take their time. Get it right. That's what I say. What's your hurry? I say to those replay officials.
Anyway, what were you talking about?
Oh right, I do want to say that I know there was a Parler hack. Even Parler Plus has been hacked. And look, we're up with being upfront on this podcast. We admit to our mistakes. The fact that I initially gave the Anthony Davis trade a F-. I'll own that. They did win an NBA title. They hurt themselves financially for decades to come, but I'll admit that there is a perspective in which that was a winning deal, Randy. You know, full disclosure about all of that stuff. You know, it turns out that, you know, Jeremy Lin did not win the MVP of the corrupt Chinese Basketball Association. I predicted it. I wagered heavily on it. But, you know, we are about accountability on these podcasts. So, you know, people who, you know, message me on Parler and say, like, hey, Brett, you were wrong about that. We're upfront about this transparency. And, you know, the other thing is my relationship with a Winklevoss twin taught me there's no such thing as digital privacy. So I'm going to preemptively link my DMs.
You're going to play your own DMs?
I'm going to leak them. I'm gonna put them out there because if they come
out. I don't
out
know
late,
if this is a good idea.
No, I'm gonna read them, Randy. You can see them in the show notes.
I don't think you should do this.
I'm gonna read them. I'm just gonna put them out there.
It got hacked, but they're not. You're not that famous.
No, it did. It's gonna come out someday. It's gonna come out now. It's gonna come out right now, Randy. Let me read these. This is one exchange from one day. You just live to obey and be my slave. I will own you. That's my soul. My brain, my spirit, my body. Would you come and be my property till you die? If I wanted to cut off one of your toes and keep it with me in my pocket so I always had a piece of you in my possession?
Why was there a question mark at the end of that DM?
You know, I just, you know, I was hoping that it would inspire Daryl Morey to write me back after that exchange.
I don't think you should continue.
Why, Well, I'll just put one more out, Randy. It's important to me. It's important to the internet.
If you continue doing this, you're going to lose your role in that J-Lo movie.
You went. I thought about that. It was great that they cast me, but honestly, she's 51 years old. Mm-hmm. She's basically dead sexually. Am I wrong about that?
I think you're wrong about
that. I think we're all thinking that, right? Aniston, retire. Retire. I've never called her a bitch, though. She's done so much work. You know how I watch. The only movie that I'll watch is The Breakup.
I know. Because you love it.
It's about open relationships.
And negotiations. It's about
sexual exploration, negotiations, and real estate. Mm-hmm. Dealing with all a problem. That's one of my favorite things in the world. I'm just going to read one more of these. This is an important one to get out there. Oh, my God. That just made me so hard, and it makes me confused as to why. Is that even possible? So hard. Thinking of holding your heart in my hand and controlling when it beats. I am 100% a cannibal. I want to eat you.
I really don't think you should be saying these things.
Well, you know what? There's seven more
not
that
just
I should...
No, I mean, definitely don't say them now into microphones, but you should not be typing these into your phone.
Oh. Do you think I've opened myself to any legal liability on the show today?
If you're a cannibal, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, let's keep the rest of these DMs on the DL. I think that's right.
You're definitely losing that J-Lo movie.
Oh, well, you know what? It wasn't going to happen.
Just blame it on your kids. It happens anyway.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
I need to take care of my kids.
I gotta protect my mistress, my common law wife, and my girlfriend from this negative publicity that's certain to come out when the parlor chat logs truly come out. But I will be vindicated in that I was not at the Capitol. I was just encouraging and financially supporting those people, including my good friend
Dan Bondino,
who helped coordinate the process. He's a great man. He's a really big basketball fan, Rafael Cruz. I mean, I guess some of you know him as Ted, but he's Rafael to me. It's my favorite Canadian aside from Steve Nash.
Do you want to talk about some more trades?
Well, you know what? I think we're out of time, actually, Randy. Oh. Unfortunately, that fulfills our contract. Randy, what do you want to plug?
I don't even know.
All right. Well, as for me, you can see my new... I have a new podcast, review podcast, that you should check out. It's called Pod Bod Dodd. And, you know, that's my character is Pod Bod Dodd. And I give reviews of all the podcasts I listen to. Also, you can check out my guest pieces on The New Republic. You can see me on I'll be calling in to Tucker Carlson. I'm obscuring my face and location for that call. And I also encourage you to subscribe to the Slammed Up TikTok channel.
Oh, where, follow my Twitter burner.
Oh, yeah. What is your Twitter
burner? Not Captain America.
Not Captain America. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. Yeah, that's a good one.
I also have Brooklyn Dad Defiant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you really do a lot there. And then, of course, Kelly Scaletta, that's yours as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That from the time you were a lawyer for that mattress store. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. So follow Randy on those platforms, join the Patreon, and contribute to the Legal Defense Fund. And for the love of God, sell your GameStop stock.
They somehow talked less about basketball than we did.
That was really crazy. And
this entire podcast has very little basketball in it.
Yeah, not a lot at all.
Well, we'll be back with more basketball later,
I guess. If we, I kind of don't want a podcast at all after hearing that, but I might just go off the grid.
Sean,
mm-hmm.
I have a Frankie Muniz announcement.
Oh,
so I'm gonna do my tweet early.
Okay.
So, remember how I told you I bought Dogecoin?
Yes.
So, I bought Dogecoin, and it was way up. I mean, it was way up when this podcast started.
Uh-huh.
And then it was at 7 cents when this podcast started. I bought it at 4 cents. Then when I was looking up things... a Frankie Muniz tweet to read, I saw this. You follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz. where 4 hours ago I tweeted, crazy to think that putting a small amount of money into hashtag Dogecoin, it could be a few hundred thousand in the morning. Fingers crossed. Dogecoin is way down now. It's at, it is at 5 cents. I haven't lost money. I'm still up $31, but I was up 60 before I read that tweet.
So Frankie Muniz has cooled down the Dogecoin fever.
It appears so, yes. I mean, to read an old Frankie Muniz tweet. Does anyone know how to get rid of horrifically bad luck? Had I known that he was investing in Dogecoin, I would not have invested in it.
That's incredible.
He also tweeted 17 hours ago, Dogecoin, I love you. Sean, is there anything you want to plug?
Yeah, on February 5th, I'm starting my online comedy show that I'm hosting, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Chicago time, East Coast. You can figure it out, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving the Wall Street time, Joey. I'm giving the Chicago time. America's, you know what? It's not the second city. It's the first goddamn city.
Fair. John Wilms to watch you do stand-up.
I mean, how many people do I know in Chicago? No, more. We're the podcast. This is big in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Chicago and Portland. Those are our people.
Those are really more than Los Angeles or San Francisco, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then I think people should check out. I'm going to plug something for our friend, friend of the podcast, Eve Surges, has a podcast called Everything's Relative. It is a really interesting, good podcast about DNA tests, basically, and all the things that happen, and some real dickwads at CNN are trying to
do the exact steal, same podcast
do the exact same podcast relative, with yeah. almost the exact same name. So I think you should check out Everything's Relative. It's just really interesting. Like, it's a good, interesting podcast, good interviews, and like people finding like new families and shit. It's great.
While we're plugging stuff, we were on an episode of They're All Ansem, our friend Forrest Walker's podcast.
Oh yeah.
together. I was also in the last few weeks, I think I've been on Quarantine Cast like 5 times. Our friend Corbin Smith's podcast. You were also on that this week.
I was on it this week.
I'm gonna be on it again this weekend. We're talking about the movie Speed Racer.
Oh wow. Okay.
One of the great movies of all time.
I feel bad. I've never seen it.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I am wrong about most things that I say, but the one thing I'm 100% confident in is that the first 18 and a half minutes of the movie the Wachowski movie Speed Racer are actually a perfect 18 minutes of film.
Wow.
It literally makes me cry every time I watch it. I was also on the Fraughtcast last week, and then I was on something else too, but I can't remember. I'm sorry if I forgot what it was.
You're all over the place, dude.
I've done plenty of guest podcasts, not my own podcast, in the last 2 weeks.
I see.
No, it's just editing and writing is a lot harder to do than just talking to someone for an hour.
Yeah, especially when you don't really have to create it. You're just like, I can talk about that.
You want me to talk about fucking the PogChamp emoji getting banned? Sure, whatever.
Yeah, just like, hey, don't even think about it. Just say what you might think about this.
Anyway, trust the process. Write a song?
I did. This was actually a request all the way from Germany. This song's called It's Oh So Kwai.
Great. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's squeeze those bastards. This is not financial advice.
To the moon. To the moon.
To the moon. This is not financial advice.
To the moon.
Shh.
so quiet. Shh, shh, he's oh so skilled. Shh, shh, the Clippers win games. Shh, shh, and show toughness until the playoffs start. Zing, boom, they show no heart, but to they're melting down.
Wow, bam!
You already seen them blow a 3-1 lead. Kennard seems like a total dweeb. Serge's elbow made Kawhi bleed. Bet the over. And then... Shh, shh, it's back to Kawhi. Shh, shh, the Clippers choked. Shh, shh, but he's still a fun guy. They always lose big games. Paul George in the news. Nicknames, so what's the use? Billy Crystal of following the Clips. So quiet. Steve Ballmer's not chill. He's unconcerned and so gleeful until Kawhi strains his cap. Bam, bam, got a crazy laugh. Losing the second half. The referees have got them in a stint. Pat Beverly just threw a fit. Lou Will's a poly at my wrist. Then it's it's time for Kawhi. Shh, shh, but in the next game, shh, shh, the whole team doesn't try. They try to stall, just watch. Center takes a fall. Zubac, George loses the ball. Wow, man, you're following the Clips. Kawhi's nose bleeds. Kennard is a dweeb. They blow, 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 blow a lead. When you follow the Clips.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.